So what's the big deal with the Monarch Festival? Why should people care?
Because butterflies are amazing. No, that's my reason.
That's fair. That's perfectly fair.
But yeah, I could certainly talk about all the wonderful things about the Monarch Butterfly Festival that are happening in Bemidji.
Yeah.
And then also just pollinators in general, too, like why we're doing it, kind of the history. Like it's our fourth annual Monarch Butterfly Festival, and it comes from like a pledge by our city to try to do more to help out. So I can speak to that a little bit too if you want me to.
Sure, sure. So how can we as Bemidjians help pollinators like the monarch butterfly?
So there are lots of things, and I think one of the main things is to not mow so much.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I know, right? Like I do too. I know mowing can be really almost meditational for some people, but so can like not mowing. So I just try to encourage people to take a look at their yard, if there's some spaces where they, because we tend to like to like mow all the way up to edges of forests and ditches and all those things. And milkweed, which are one of the few plants that monarchs will lay their eggs on, it's almost like one of the only ones in our area, milkweed species, that they'll lay their eggs on and then the caterpillars will eat. They tend to grow on kind of a lot of these edge spaces, like the spaces between the forest and the lake, you know, like the prairie habitat or the ditches or the edges around space. So milkweed, you'll find it growing all over the place. And we, for a long time, have kind of demonized it as a noxious weed. But now we're realizing that it's really critical for monarch butterfly ecosystem health. So we're starting to like try to make sure people understand what it looks like. How can you, you know, maybe just leave it be, because it does come up in a lot of places, or how to plant. So there's ways that you can convert a lot of your yard or landscaping into native plant landscaping, which we've done a lot of here at BSU, and that our Birds, Bees, Butterfly group that this Monarch Butterfly Festival is created through, our group has done a lot of different plantings at schools and businesses and in the city and all kind of over this area to try to show people how that works, what it looks like, that it can be beautiful. So those are some of the really easy things that people can do, is try to educate yourself on what milkweed looks like and then try to figure out how to get it to grow where you're at or where you work. That would be lovely.
All right. So what are some of the highlights for the Monarch Festival? As I understand, it kicks off Saturday?
Yeah. Yep. So kickoff is Saturday. We have this awesome Facebook page that's called Monarch Butterfly Festival 2020, and there are lots of different events, and it's really kind of fun because I feel like I'm having a little bit of event withdrawal of like
right.
Not having done events for quite a while, but we got together and figured out that we could make this work in a lot of ways and keep people safe. And so we have kind of a kickoff webinar, or not a webinar, I don't know if I call it a webinar, but a presentation by our mayor and then other members of our Birds, Bees, Butterfly group talking about all the events. And that will start at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I actually think we might make it live earlier than that, like maybe even by today. It'll be on the Facebook page. There'll be a link, and it's about a 15-minute piece that you can hear from all of us about what's going on, and Mayor Albright will open it up in a good way with why we're doing this Monarch Butterfly Festival and our commitment through the city. And we have, so there's, we're really excited to partner with Watermark this year. That's new. We kind of have rotated around to different parks. And this year, when we started like organizing this event last fall, we thought we would come to the waterfront park was going to be our focus, kind of Palm Bay and the Carnegie and Library Park, and then we thought, let's see if Watermark wants to be involved, and they were really excited. And so they've been working on, for quite a few months, a couple of neat in ways that partner with this pollinator idea. One of them is the Audubon Society has, they've found a grant to get this really cool exhibit to come in about birds, and it's a beautiful photography that has been selected from all over the country, and it's going to be at Watermark. I think Lori said they were just starting to set it up, so that'll be available to see starting on Saturday, starting on the 12th. And then they also have they also called out to local photographers to submit work for any photos that they had of pollinators on native plants. So people have submitted photographs. They were juried. I know, like, that it's quite a process. Like,
yeah.
I've never done anything like that. And my son and I actually submitted for it. And so, yeah, it was quite the thing. I was very new to this whole thing. I'm very amateur. So they also have art from local people on pollinators and native plants. So that will be fun to see. And then they also doing a couple activities through Watermark. One of them is Saturday, and it is a pollinator like craft to go kind of kit that kids can pick up. And then another one is they're doing the next Saturday. It will become a live link for a painting class, and it's kind of like they can sign up ahead of time. There's a link. There's materials that they can pick up, and then they'll be guided through how to, I think it's painting a monarch even or something like that, but it sounds really cool and it's for kids. So you can check that out there's more detail on the Facebook page about that. And then the city's doing lots of cool events. So city's doing a chalk fest in the park. So they have information about that, what that means. And they're also doing a scavenger hunt in the, you know, neighborhood parks. And so, I think there's like prizes associated with that. And then there's also, what's the other thing that they're doing? We also have it's like a Google Earth tour of our native plant beds around our community. And Peter Buesler really put in a lot of time and energy, and it's really cool. It's got information, other pictures of like how people planting the spaces and it growing over time. And so it's a Google map kind of thing you can get on your phone, and you can walk around and see these pollinator gardens. So that's another cool thing that's available. And then the city also has a pollinator to go kit that has like some pollinator facts and a craft activity that's available from the city. So that will be fun too. And then the one thing that I'm working on today is we decided we had Allison Barda, who's this wonderful local woman that I would say our butterfly expert for northern Minnesota. She's just amazing what she knows and what she pays attention to all summer. And we had her be our featured presenter last year for our Monarch Butterfly Festival. And we decided that it'll just be really cool if every year we have like an annual BARDA butterfly report. So
great.
I'm going to be interviewing her today on Zoom, and then we'll post that link on the 19th on the Facebook page so people can watch and see what Allison saw. She's just got fantastic photos and knowledge. Oh my God, like I'm just always amazed when I talk to her. So we'll have that link available that people could watch and see what she noticed this summer about our local butterfly populations. Let's see.
That sounds like a lot of stuff. I think I've got a lot of these events also available on the Bemidji Now community calendar. So
okay,
for folks
cool.
listening, that might be helpful.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that. That's great. Any way we can get the word out there.
Yeah.
I know I'm trying to finalize a poster, which I don't know if those are really super helpful.
Especially
because like,
we can't
really
hang them up. Like, we
I
used
know.
To have like every summer at the radio station here, our window will just get plastered with event posters. But nobody's walking by anymore.
I know, right? That's the thing. Yeah, so we're kind of, I think to get BSU, we do have, you know, 500 students on campus. So
right.
we're trying to get them involved too. And so I think we'll try to do the posters in the residential halls and, yeah,
okay,
figure that out, and a few in the community. But
sounds good. Well, so for the event Saturday, I'm trying to plan out my weekend and stuff. Will there be an actual, like, presentation at the Watermark, or is it going to be, like, a webinar sort of a thing?
Yeah, there's no formal gatherings.
Okay.
So that's the thing with COVID that's new for sure. There's no formal opening or gathering or anything like that. It's all kind of pick it up or come on your own or tour on your own or check things out on your own.
Yeah. Okay.
So just to keep people safe. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about the Pollinator Festival. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited. A group has worked really hard to try to figure out how to keep it going and make sure people think about what they can do and learn a little bit about our local pollinators and how to help out.
All right, fantastic. Well, I don't know if I'll ever see you in the near future, but I hope you take care.
Yeah, you too, Larissa. Thanks so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.